This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, May 15th. I'm Jen Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. We're learning more about a shooting in Pueblo last night. It happened just after 9:30 on Highway 50 West, just east of Pueblo Boulevard. According to the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office, a car traveling east toward the city was shot multiple times by the driver of another vehicle. Three adults and one infant were inside the car at the time of the shooting. All three adults were transported to a local hospital with gunshot wounds. The infant was unharmed. Meantime, the Woodland Park Police Chief is on paid administrative leave while the department looks into his conduct in the workplace. The Woodland Park City Manager tells KRDO the workplace allegations are not criminal in nature, but city leaders also won't confirm what type of allegations were made against the longtime chief, saying in a statement, quote, Chief DeYoung was placed on leave in accordance with Woodland Park Police and City of Woodland Park policies. The decision creates space for an investigation to be conducted. Two shooting victims are recovering at home this evening after being released from the hospital. Colorado Springs police were called to North Circle Drive just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Witnesses described a shootout between a gray Jeep and a black Saturn, or possibly a Honda. The two victims soon showed up at the hospital to be treated. So far, no arrests have been made. Meantime, if you're fully vaccinated, both Colorado and the CDC now say you no longer have to wear a mask indoors at restaurants, shops, and other businesses. Governor Jared Polis made the announcement yesterday, but some businesses KRDO reached out to say they're not sure which direction to go in. Many local businesses are still displaying signs on their doors requiring face masks. Businesses are also worried they'll have to self-enforce wearing masks, which could have a negative impact on customers. Still, other restaurants say they're waiting on the Colorado Springs Restaurant Association to step in with their take on this latest development. And 1 million more Americans can expect additional COVID-19 relief checks. It's part of the American Rescue Plan. Some taxpayers are now eligible for more money now that their 2020 returns have been processed. Those include individuals or households that didn't qualify for a stimulus check based on their 2019 income or got less than they were due. And the city of Pueblo held a celebration of life service for late council member Ray Aguilar today. The 78-year-old passed away on Sunday, surrounded by family. He served on Pueblo's city council for 13 years as a representative of District 4. He suffered a heart attack in February while at a city council meeting. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jen Moynihan. Have a great Saturday.
Strong to severe thunderstorms possible this evening along and east of the I-25 corridor. A few of these storms could produce large hail and damaging winds, so it's best to stay weather aware. Tonight, then we'll clear out after midnight in Colorado Springs with lows down to 47, 50 degrees in Pueblo. For our Sunday, more of those scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures reaching 72 degrees in Colorado Springs, 78 in Pueblo. From the Storm Track 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.